Now we are told, and all the king's servants who were in the king's gate bowed and did obeisance to Haman, for the king had so commanded concerning him. Now the king sent out word. He said, I have a new prime minister. His name's Haman, and I want you to bow before him and recognize his position. And then we're told here, but Mordecai bowed not, nor did obeisance to him. Now, friends, I'm prepared to change my mind about this man, Mordecai. I told you I'd have to do that, and that's exactly what we're having to do, is to change our mind concerning this man. I feel like now throwing up my hat in the air, because this man now refuses to bow down. And that seems to be something that's quite unusual. I think all of these other flunkies that were there, they went down on all fours. That's the way they bowed in that day, not just bending at the waist. They went down. And here stands this little short fella there looking out over the crowd, and he's not bowing at all. And why doesn't he bow? Well, this man was brought up under the Mosaic law. He'd been told not to bow to anyone but God. God was the only one. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. You're not to bow or to worship and to do anything like this. So this man's not about to do that. Now may I say this concerning Mordecai. Mordecai and Esther, they were not faithful enough to go to Jerusalem, but they are willing to jeopardize their life in order to save their people. Therefore, I'm sorry what I said about Mordecai. And you and I today need to recognize this. Let God determine who's faithful. We're not the ones to determine that. And this man Mordecai is not a clever politician here. This man is not bowing because he does have a background, and in that background, though he's disobeyed God, not returning, he has a background of not bowing to any but God. Now we have in verse 3, then the king's servants who were in the king's gate said unto Mordecai, why transgresseth thou the king's commandment? They said to him, you're foolish. You're jeopardizing your position and your life. Go down on all fours before him. But this man didn't do that. And it came to pass when they spoke daily unto him, every day now, this man Haman had come in. And when he did, all of them went down on all fours except Mordecai. And he hearkened not unto them. But they told Haman to see whether Mordecai's words would stand, for he told them he was a Jew. Now he had not revealed his nationality. And finally, these others, they said, why, this is foolhardy. It's absurd. Why won't you bow? And finally, he had to tell him. He said, I'm a Jew. And the minute he said that, in that day, he gave away his religion. He worshiped the one and only God. He had been taught in Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, Hear, O Israel, Jehovah, thy Elohim, is one Jehovah. Jehovah, thy plural God, is one Jehovah. And he was to declare to the world, the ancient world, a world of idolatry, of the unity of the Godhead. Now, we today are not in a world of idolatry, of polytheism. We today are in a world of atheism, not polytheism. And we today are to declare the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now, this man, at this particular point, has taken a stand. And they know now why. Because the Jew was known in the world of that day of worshiping the one and true God.